We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stepping up to the line, calm, cool, and collect, knocking down some free throws down the stretch in that game. Diogo Brito, who ends up on the night. You know, I tell you what, you end up with 11 points, but none bigger than those four free throws. Walk us through that because that's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, that's true, but I'm not gonna lie. I felt pretty confident going into stepping up to the line, you know, and we knew they were big free throws, and I knew I had to make them, and fortunately I was able to.
This was a crazy athletic team you played tonight.
Yeah, they were athletic. We were taller than them.
Yeah, yeah.
We on the floor, I could definitely see that, but they were athletic and they definitely put us some problems, especially on those rebounds.
Yeah, and Blackshear is a beast.
Yeah, he's very very big, and then we lose Nimi early in the game. That makes it even harder. But I'm glad the whole team came together and was able to.
It seemed like you guys rallied around when he went down with that injury. It kind of felt like, all right, you know what? Let's pull together for him.
Yeah, you know, like we've had a lot of adversity this year already. Yeah. Especially even though it's early, but we know like we're a team, and when we come together, we're really tough to beat, and we were able to get through that little step back and come back and stay in the game. Even after that little stretch, bad stretch to start the second half, we were able to stay in the game, and that's what it comes down. Those last 3-4 minutes, we were able to pull it off.
To beat LSU out of the SEC, and now you beat Florida out of the SEC. These are some heavy hitters you're knocking
off.
Yeah,
they are, but so are we, right?
You know it.
We are a heavy hitter too, and I think this team is special. And if we keep working like we are, improving like we are, we'll be in a great position.
Ball movement was really great in this game. You assisted on 19 out of your, I think, 24 made field goals tonight.
Yes, especially when we were moving the ball, we got whatever looks we wanted, so to say. When we got sticky, we didn't, you know, and coach said that. And once we started moving it often and moving it well, we definitely got a lot of open looks.
You know, it was interesting. You had a couple of shots that you missed in the first half, but that baseline three, it really felt like you kind of had a little weight off your shoulders. Like,
yes,
all right, finally got one.
It's been a couple of games already. The shot has been, my shot has been very off, but it's basketball, you know. You just gotta think about the next play, you know. Think what can you do next that will help the team. And even though I missed those two, and I've been missing a lot, when that ball came to the corner, I knew it was going up.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's also, too, you can also tell, and I'm around you guys a little bit off the, you know, behind the scenes, you guys really support each other. And even if somebody's not hitting it well, I mean, Brock Miller hit two big threes, and his shot has been struggling a little bit. And you knew that, you know, you guys are like, hey, we'll just keep feeding you the ball, and eventually they're going to start falling. And those two shots were huge.
They were huge. And Brock, we know Brock is going to make more than half of his shots, especially if they're open. So we just got to trust him, and we do. He got those open looks. He knocked them down. We know Brock can hit those shots, and we will always believe that he will make any three that he shoots.
You know what was really cool to see, too, is, like, you had to throw a lot of different lineups because of the rebounding and Blackshear what he was able to do and foul trouble. And Alfonso, I know that stat line may not be something that he's all fired up about, but I thought he played well defensively.
Yeah, he did. He had a tough matchup, you know. Blackshear is a big guy, and he was playing the five, you know, and he just had to man up and take care of his job, which he did, and I think everybody did in general. Who is this?
Hey, I'll let you go, man.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Heck of a game tonight. Diogo Brito gets it done. Final score on this one, 65-62. Sam Merrill set to join us, and as Utah State gets it done, and actually walked away with a little hardware tonight as the MVP of game number two. And I just want you to know that I've worked really hard, because I know the whole media thing isn't something that you really enjoy a lot of. So I've worked really hard to try to avoid bringing you on the post-game shows, because I know it's not your favorite thing to do. But tonight I had to make the request, because I thought you played really well tonight.
Yeah, it's the first time all year, so that was a fun one. Basically, I mean, a quasi-road game. Probably 80% of the fans here were Florida fans. So, yeah, it was really fun to come away with a win there.
You know, Nebe goes down with the injury, and it really feels like you guys kind of bound together at that point. Said, you know what? Okay, we got this. Let's come together. And it kind of felt like there was a moment there where this team realized, okay, if we're going to do this, we're going to do this ourselves right now.
Yeah, and I think, unfortunately, that we've had to play without Nebe, but fortunately, it was a guy that we're kind of used to playing without just because of the first few games of the year. So he goes out, and I'm sure Diogo talked about this. We had probably 2 minute stress where they just beat us up.
Yeah.
And coach got on us a little bit. But I don't know how to explain it. We're just a bunch of tough guys. And, you know, coach said to us, he said, we may lose tonight, but we are not losing like this. We're not going to play soft. We're not going to get beat up like this. We're going to go out swinging. And that got us going. And they still ended with 18 offensive rebounds, and Blackshear,
that dude's a beast.
A ton of free throws. There wasn't a ton that we could do in some situations, but I thought our mentality really changed at that point.
They go up by four, and you go on a 5-0 run. You get the bucket. You hit the three from the wing. Was there ever a moment where you felt like, if they're going to give me a space, I gotta find a way to try to take this game over?
Yeah, Coach Smith. So I don't feel like I'm a really selfish player. I try and take what the defense gives me. Try and take open shots. And Coach Smith got on me a little bit at halftime. He said, we need you to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
And he tells me, shoot when you're open. That, for me, that means shoot the ball.
Yeah.
So I took a couple shots in the second half that I'm not used to taking, but I was just trying to force myself to be more aggressive as far as my shot goes. And that helped, because at the end I was able to make some close ones.
These are the kind of games that kind of help you in Mountain West Conference tournament and hopefully NCAA tournament, playing in this kind of an arena against this level of physicality. And they weren't calling a lot out there either. They let a lot of physicality go.
Yeah, that was I thought it was fairly well officiated. They let us play, like you said. Florida's a super physical, super athletic team. So, yeah, we've now played three straight games, and this isn't an NBA arena, but it basically is.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of stuff will help, hopefully, if we can get that opportunity later on.
I mean, but you look at back-to-back games, South Florida and Florida. I mean, these are as athletic and as physical as two teams as you're going to face all year, too.
Yeah, South Florida, I mean, those guys, those are some big, big dudes.
Yeah.
And these guys aren't as big, but they're longer, more athletic. So those were two good tests for us, and we didn't play perfectly. Turned the ball over probably a little too much in both games, but found a way to win both of them, so that's how it's got to be.
It's going to make for a nice plane ride home, and I can't imagine. You're loving this week off coming up, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's going to be nice just to get a few days and just decompress a little bit, relax a little bit, and then come back, have our last non-D1 game, and then get into conference play.
Hey, Merry Christmas, my friend. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Scotty.
Amazingly talented. They're very well coached. Coach White does a great job. But they're young, and you got to go through some growing pains when you're young like that. Credit to our guys. I thought Sam Merrill was absolutely outstanding tonight. Sam's the reigning Mountain West Player of the Year, and just does everything for us. He's a great facilitator. Obviously, he can score. He got cooking there throughout the whole game, but especially the second half, just really made some great plays for us. But we played really connected. You know, I thought That obviously the start was a little bit of a root canal. Tie game at halftime, I thought they were the aggressor early in the second half. Offense rebounding, you know, at halftime, 8 of their 27 points were off of offensive rebounds. And certainly they're bigger than us, they're a little more athletic, they're more athletic than us, a little bit longer than us. And so that was a big focus. And then they get an offensive rebound right at the start and, you know, box out. But our guys really stayed connected, stayed together. We finished the game before they started pressing, when we really surged ahead with 7 straight stops. And at the end of the day, when you hold a SEC team and a team like Florida to 20 for 62 from the field and 4 for 17 from the 3, you're doing great things. We're a very good rebounding team. We're a team that gets fouled a lot, and obviously that didn't exactly show tonight. But at the end of the day, we have a very connected group. We have a great team, and our guys stayed together and believed in one another and just made enough plays to find a way to win.